Hey guys, welcome back to the Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Yes, I'm so excited to have you here again. And here is Joey, my friend, producers, joining me today.
Yes, thank you for having me back again. It's that time again. The week went really fast.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I can tell. Are you hungry? Did you have a good lunch?
Actually, I just ate my lunch. It was my second meal of the day. And it's only 15 to 1 p.m.
Oh, right. And you already finished your second meal?
Yeah.
You're making me hungry already. I had my breakfast hours ago, so it feels like I needed another meal. What did you have for lunch?
For lunch, I usually have like 130 or gram of chicken breast with a lot of vegetables and some sweet potatoes. And some almonds and some apple.
Lovely. Sounds annoyingly healthy. How about breakfast? Yeah. What did you have?
For the breakfast, I always eat like three egg whites and two full eggs. It's like scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
And again, another like bunch of vegetables.
Vegetables, yeah.
And same thing, the almond and apple. Yeah, that's my breakfast.
You don't have cornflakes or anything like that?
No, not anymore. Yeah.
Not anymore? How about a cheeky coffee or juice or something?
I always drink a cup of coffee in the morning. Well, because I do my morning cardio or stretch. So I drink the coffee and then do some workout, getting sweat, and then eat my breakfast. Then lunch, and then another meal, eat again. Five times a day.
Yeah. So if you're out and busy, like today you're out and about, you've got meetings after this, so do you bring the food with you? Or?
Yeah, I always bring like two full meals.
In a lunchbox or something like that?
Yeah, in a lunchbox, yeah. Of course. And in my bag, there are two lunchboxes and like apples and almonds and sweet potatoes. So nothing else, just only my food.
But if you're going to meet someone and they say, hey, Minsu, let's go eat McDonald's or let's go eat some gimbap in the Gimbap Nara. That's a nice local Korean restaurant.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What do you do in that case?
Oh, well, I make sure I do have often like meetings, but they also know like I watch what I eat. But it doesn't mean I'm not forcing them to eat chicken breast. So I have so many healthy options. So I just tell them, well, let's eat some sushi if they can eat sushi or just fish. Some places like salad and vegetable, salad bar. I do eat meat, but my option would be the lean steak. Or even like shabu-shabu, I don't know what's the good term for English, shabu-shabu.
Yeah, throwing a lot of stuff in hot water.
Oh, yeah, it's a lean steak soup, but I don't drink the soup. It's more just boiling in the water. Eat the meat and then with a lot of vegetables.
Okay, so basically they suggest something and you say, no, let's eat this.
Yeah,
and they say, okay.
Give them direction where to go, but I'm not giving them just one option. I give them plenty of options.
Yeah,
and if they don't like it, then we'll just drink coffee. Not a problem.
That works.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of people, when you say that, to me it sounds great, like healthy food, a lot of options, you're eating regularly, but a lot of people might be put off by that. They might think, oh, I have to count.
Mm.
I have to look at what I eat. I have to eat the same stuff over and over. Or if I miss a meal, is that going to cost me in the gym? And it might put them off starting altogether.
Yeah, obviously now, like it's been like 7 years. I've been eating like this for over 7 years. So now it doesn't really bother me. It's just become my lifestyle. I don't eat once a day. It'll kill me because I'll be starving. And I'm not going to tell the beginners or people who are trying to lose weight, just eat five times a day. That'll be insane. And some people, it doesn't just fit their schedule. You know, if you're working and in the office, you cannot tell your boss, like, oh, wait a minute, it's my lunchtime. You know, it's going to be awkward. You can't just do that if you have a social life, things like that. So I would tell people, make just a little change. Like, try not to change that or transform all your like meal plans, but rather just watch what you eat and then take out the bad things first and then add in the good stuff little by little. So counting calories is one of the things that really annoyed, but people hate that. And obviously you are so busy. And for me, even counting it all the time is really not easy to do it. However, I found that if you are not really counting, watching what you eat or seeing what you eat, then you have no idea how much you eat. I often eat so much, especially like almond. If I have just a bag of almond, not counting it, then I will eat the whole bag. And obviously, even though it's healthy, you're going to gain super fat.
Right, they're high in calories, right?
Yeah, super high in calorie.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do, I always just each meal, I just count, like counting like 8 almonds, I don't think it's difficult. So, or just a full handful amount of your nuts, it's good for your daily. So I would say making is a, like visualize. You don't necessarily have to count every day, but once you know how much you need to eat, then you kind of can measure with your eyes, or using some plate is a good great idea. So I use the always same container like this, you can see, but I know how much I need to put for like the vegetables.
Right, it's like an average size
lunchbox.
Right,
average size. So you
yeah.
do have at least one time you measure that, then you can just use the same skills over and again. And another good tip is like your palm size, it's probably good size for your protein intake. So I always measure kind of like that when I go to the restaurant.
Right, so like a palm size of chicken.
Palm size of chicken, yeah. But vegetable you can eat much. Maybe you need to eat more vegetables than you always eat. And same thing with water.
Water, right.
People don't drink water often.
Enough
so.
Water, right. But when you started, because I think a lot of people listening, they might be very advanced and already have this knowledge. But what about the beginners? Like if I just started today and I'm going from just eating whatever I want, whenever I want, and suddenly I'm going to say, okay, now I'm going to get a pan full of chicken and 20
yeah.
almonds. But when you started to lose weight, because you said before,
mm-hmm.
When you went to the States, you put on like 500 pounds, not 20 pounds, and you wanted to lose it. Did you start then counting? And
no, even that, I just ate what I used to eat, which is like Korean food. So I didn't have any knowledge that differences between like white rice or brown rice. So without knowing any information like that, you just eat what you used to eat. So I've been just eating like white rice with some side dishes. But once I realize about the nutrition, what's good, healthy carbs or healthy fat, healthy protein, it just gave me more options. Like, oh, so I need to eat this, not that. Not necessarily like crazy chicken breast diet,
yeah.
but it's like same, they are same food, but there is one thing is healthier than the other one. So I think it's very important for people to have at least those basic knowledge, like which is good for you, which is not. So if you think that that's better, then why don't you do something good for you? Why you have to eat like crap? I will often say that if imagine that there is an empty box, and if you put the trash in the box, what is that? I'm asking you, what is it?
A trash can.
Yes, trash can. So if there is an empty box and you have a diamond, what is that?
A diamond?
Oh, no, it's like the jewelry box, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So imagine you have your body, it's empty body, but you put like trash, you eat like junk food. That means you're making your body trash. You eat trash.
Yeah.
So your body whole, your whole become trash body.
Right, that's a scary image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you eat the healthy food, then you become a healthy body.
You're a jewelry box.
Yeah, yeah, jewelry box.
Lovely.
So, but it's only you can control because it's your mouth and you control that what you eat. So I always think about it and I always tell them because at the end of the day, like it doesn't matter what I'm telling you, it's more you have to realize what's important to you. Not for me, it's for you, right?
Right, because a lot of times you're going to be alone, you're going to be faced with like the choice of what to eat, and it's very easy to pick the wrong thing, right? Because who's watching? Nobody will know. I'm going to eat this cake.
Yeah. But you can tell by looking at the mirror. And you see what you've done, you know, and blame yourself. Look at the mirror, yeah.
Again, harsh but fair. I actually knew a guy from New Zealand and he lost about 30 kilos of weight.
30
kilos.
That's like 36 pounds or
oh, yeah, it's
about 30.
Almost 70 pounds, yeah.
Oh.
But you double it.
300 pounds?
So 30 kilos would be about 70 pounds,
oh,
so 2.2.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But he lost about, so 70 pounds, 30 kilos. And I said, oh man, that's amazing, fair play. And
mm-hmm.
he said, no, I'm not done. I'm not a finished work. You know, I still have to keep going. And then another guy said, well, how you lost 30 kilos and what keeps you going? He goes, man, if I ever think I'm doing too well, I sit down in front of the mirror I take off my t-shirt and I eat. And I look at myself and I go, no, you're not done yet. And I thought, whoa, it's pretty hardcore, but it worked for him. You know, I'm not saying this is our advice, but it worked for him. So maybe people need to find stuff that works for them.
Yes.
They need to challenge themselves.
Yeah.
I know another guy who used to, he used to send me a message when he went to the gym.
Uh-huh.
And if he didn't send me a message that day,
uh-huh.
he had to give me Oman one, which is about $50.
Yeah. You know, though, like those are kind of, you gotta be careful because it's
extreme.
Yeah, it's too extreme, and then you might just say, oh, I'm not gonna do this anymore because you push them yourself too hard. So what I always give them advice is, again, you're not gonna be able to eat like I do because it takes a time for you to adjust the new lifestyle. So instead, maybe just cutting out your sugar intake, which is like sugar is really bad for you. So if you are eating a lot of sugars, because you can imagine sugar is everywhere. Like, it's everywhere you can find it. So just cut out that amount, simply like coffee. If you put some syrup in coffee, just take it out or just reduce it. You know, people tend to put too much of sugar and it's addictable. So people feel like they need more and more and they feel better about it, but actually it's not really helping you. You know, so I would say just something like that. Cut again, bad things, reduce that amount of the bad things and then adding more good stuff. But to do that, you need to know what's good or what's bad. Without knowing that, how you can make a good decision, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So here I am to help you.
Right.
Listen to my podcast.
Right, because like you're saying, it's addictive, right? So there's no point substituting chocolate cake for lemon cake, right? They're still both cakes, right? So.
Yeah, but there are healthier options. Like my case, I do eat like dark chocolate.
Mm.
So people say, maybe you say, oh, I don't like dark chocolate because you are used to eating like milk chocolate or white chocolate, whatever is sweeter. But once you change your, maybe you can start like cacao, like 56%, because that's a little bit sweeter. I mean, actually, that's really sweet for me. I tend to eat like higher amount, which is like 90%, that you don't want it really. It's like too bitter. But some people like, you know, Americano, it's like bitter. When I started drinking coffee, like, I just couldn't understand. Like, my sister saying, oh, this is so good. I was like, what the? You know, it's like, this is not good. This is like bitter. Why are you drinking this? But now I'm so in love with, you know, the bitterness. It's like, it's the same thing with the chocolate. Like, maybe you're used to eating like sweet chocolate, but once you get to know more about dark chocolate, then I'm sure you will fall in love with the dark chocolate.
Yeah, that's a good.
It's healthier as well.
All right, good catchphrase. Embrace the bitterness.
Yes,
I like
embrace
it.
Embrace the bitterness.
But a lot of people, while we're talking about this nutrition stuff, some people these days are talking about carbs being a bad thing, like cut the carbs, no carb diet, that kind of stuff. Do you have a take on that? Do you have any advice?
Yeah, there are so many. I see one thing I see a lot is a little bit trending. Like people talk about intermittent fasting. And then some people talk about like high fat and or paleo diet. I do believe like every diet has, I mean, I'm sure that works, but you really have to find, I mean, there are so many workout that works. But you have to find what workout that works the best because we all, like everybody's built different ways. Same thing with the nutrition. But the basic is the same thing. What I'm saying is it's about like timing or eating this and that. But at the end of the day, eating healthy is the same thing. You know, it doesn't mean that you gotta eat shit or you gotta eat trash and then just, you know, change your portion. But I think the right portion, the total calories, but the macronutrients, you know, because our body needs like fat, carbs, and protein. So I don't think cutting out just carbs completely is good for you, but it's about what kind of carbs you're taking. So some carbs like white bread or noodles, like they are bad for you. I mean, we already know those are bad for you, or sugars, high in sugar, like high in GI numbers. But if you're eating vegetables, which is also carbs, and you do want to eat more of them. So I think people get confused when they say like cutting down like carbs, but you do need to eat carbs, and your body needs it for as a resource of, you know, your fuel and all this. But you gotta find the right carbs.
Okay, so carbs are good as long as they're the right kind of carbs.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
and
I'm happy to hear that.
Fat, yeah.
Okay, so for example, with this lunch, you just ate a lot of vegetables, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, good source of carbs. And would you usually eat them before a workout? Like, do you have a standard go-to meal before you work out? You said in the morning, sometimes you drink coffee before you stretch, that kind of stuff. But if you're going to have an evening workout, would you eat afterwards or would you eat before?
Yeah, good questions, because everybody, like, they wonder what to eat or after, before. A lot of people even here still think that, oh, I cannot eat after workout because I just did a lot of workout. I don't want to get fat, so I'm not going to eat. But that is wrong, or that is a mistake, because your body needs a feel, like, again, you need some source of energies to build your muscle. So it is very important that you eat after your workout. So if you haven't eaten your after you're done working out, then you definitely want to eat. But you gotta make sure what to eat, the right food. So back to the questions, what I eat before and after workout, it's you can't really eat right before your workout, because what's gonna happen? You're gonna throw up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
you
just ate the full meals. So I always give myself at least 2 hours. So if I'm eating full meals, make sure I don't go to workout after like 2 hours, like give me some time to digest the food and then relax and all this. But if you missed your meal time, and sometimes, you know, you got off work around like 7 p.m., but then you think about eating dinner, but then it's gonna be too late to go to workout, then you gotta still eat something, because without like empty stomach, you go to the gym, what happened? You're gonna be so tired because
right.
you have no energy to push yourself. So it is important that you take something to make you some energies and to push yourself. So for that, you don't wanna drink like full meals, but something light. So I would say some sort of like liquid form of like fruits, like banana is a carbs gonna give you some energies with some protein and fat in it. So I often eat like almond butter or peanut butter. You can just mix it with your banana, then eat and go to workout. That's
but,
a good example.
But
yeah.
No jelly with the peanut butter, right?
I don't do jelly.
Oh, good. I still remember that story. But then, yeah, that's sound advice. But, you know, there's a lot of people who might think, oh, I don't eat before my workout because I'll feel too bloated. So you say 2 hours is a good window?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would say 2 hours. But if you have a like problem like digesting, you know it, you know, it takes how much time, how much it's going to take for you to digest the whole thing. But I would say most people, unless you're eating like super big meal, like I say 2 hours, because my regular meals with the vegetables and like 140 or 30 grams of chicken breast, it's easy for me to digest within 2 hours. But if you have like dinner night out, you add a bunch of steaks, then you might need like 3 hours thing.
Okay. And what about like carrying on from that? What about afterwards? Are you a protein shake drinker, or what's your post workout?
So post workout, I mean, if you are a beginner, I don't want you to be so caught up with, oh, I gotta eat this like to like rob it, you know? Because then it's gonna make you too much to think about. But I want you to think about or focusing on your just regular training and just eating healthy. That's the beginning. You don't want it to think about, okay, 3 hours, 2 hours, like 150 gram. It's gonna be too much stress on you. And a lot of people like forget about what's more important, you know? I mean, still what you eat is important, but don't get caught up with something that too much details and not being able to see the bigger picture. So eating after workout is important, but it's like people says it's like drinking or taking high absorbs like protein or carbs is necessary to build the muscle, things like that, which is true. It's a scientific, you know, source, but it's only if you did the right workout. So like if you hit it like high intense like muscle building workout or high intensity workout, you definitely need to immediately giving you some sort of like energy. But I don't really see any like normal people working out is as extreme as, you know, it's like ethic, you know. If you're like training like an ethic, you gotta definitely follow the full the meal plans. If not, just be natural, like normal. Be normal, then you can just eat healthy meals and drinking some it's another story, like supplements. It's another full story, but I even tell people supplements is a supplement. Without having right meal plans or right workout, those supplements, it's not really something that you need to consider right now.
Okay.
So, but you know what? It's like people started working out. First thing they don't forget is like drinking protein shakes. It's like, dude, did you even work out? It's like, I don't think you really need that because you didn't work enough to really take the supplements, you know? But some people, they caught up with like, oh, I need to drink this. Otherwise, I'm going to, you know, lose my muscle. It's like, no, that's not true. So, again, remember what's important.
Yeah, that sounds good. All that talk about all the healthy stuff, no, but there must be some times when you're out and you just want to eat a piece of chocolate cake or tiramisu. How do you manage that kind of temptation? Like, just say the studio guy came in, knock, knock. Oh, it's somebody's birthday. He got this delicious cake. Do you want a piece? Like, how do you manage those kind of things? Because I think that's what people would face every day. Like, someone offering them cake or a teacher, like a student brings in, like, some biscuits, something like that.
So, I'm just like everyone else. Like, I love sugar. Like, and I love bread. Even though I say bread is bad for you, I still love them. That's the fact. But how I control myself is, you know, how have you seen if the person knows how hard to make money? If they make their success in working their ass off, you know, to build their success, I'm sure they're not gonna really wasting their money.
Right. Doing they appreciate
something.
More.
Yes, they appreciate it. So same thing with that concept, because I know how hard to get the body that I am now. Because it takes a lot of time, effort, tears, also money, because I spend a lot of time and money to build my body like that. So if I know this, all of these, it's really easy. I mean, it's not really easy for me just to take just a piece of chocolate because I already know what that's going to do to me. So now I got to think about, well, is it worth it to take it? Or do I want to just skip it for the better one? So unless that chocolate or unless that dessert or unless that food are meaningful to me, or maybe it's like from the top shelf in the world, then oh yeah, for sure. So what I'm trying to say, if it's like cheap, some random chocolate from anywhere, for me, I don't really want to take it.
Yeah. But
if it's something special, if it's, I know that it's really good, then why not? I'll take one, but I know that I have to work for that.
Right. So if Gordon Ramsay or Jamie Oliver cook a cake for you, you're not going to say no. You'll have a piece.
Yeah, if somebody's make a birthday cake for me, I'm not going to say that's bad for myself. I will appreciate it. I'm going to take it. But it's at the end of the day, it's about portion control as well. You can eat, but the problem is you eat the whole thing. That's the problem, you know? So you eat, it's okay, but just taste it and then walk away from it.
Walk away
but
from the cake.
If you eat all of it, it's your responsibility to... You know?
Yeah. You'll have to pay,
pay for it
in the gym.
Right.
No, fair
enough.
And
I don't want to do that. It's so painful.
Right. But on the other hand, if you go to somewhere, like, I know you live in Korea, you've lived in the States, so you kind of, you know how to manage your food. But if you go somewhere, say, like, Thailand, where did you go recently? Singapore?
Oh, I went to Bangkok, Thailand, but also I went to Singapore.
Right. So when you're there, they've got the local foods. Maybe it's food you don't eat that often. You don't know how many calories are in it, but you don't want to take out your lunchbox of your...
That
so how do you manage
that?
That would
be awful to bring my lunchbox to, you know, when I'm traveling. I mean, it is very difficult to eat healthy when you are traveling. I know many people who are doing business trip. It's really hard for them, especially my friend who is a captain, the airlines, because their job is like traveling all over the place. So it's very hard for them to eat clean. But if you're traveling to somewhere just for vacations to explore or experience, then that would be silly that you're just looking for a chicken breast, because I am there for reasons. I wanted to learn the culture. I wanted to enjoy my life. I wanted to explore what's out there. So I definitely eat you know, their own food. It may be, sometimes it's not as healthy, but I still want to try because, you know, without it, like, it'll be so, what's the right word? I mean, it's so, I mean, there's no point why you're traveling.
Yeah,
if you're
not
going
to,
yeah,
eat,
then don't go. Just eat your chicken breast in your home.
Yeah,
your
stay
room.
Home,
yeah,
eat
stay
your chicken
home.
Breast.
Yeah.
Don't butter anybody.
Right. But then you want to make sure, like, so my case, I know that I'm traveling, this part, that part, I'll be spending like a week or two, then I know a week or two, I'm not going to be able to keep my diet, like strict diet. Then I get ready for it. So what I mean is, either after or before, I usually like to do before, so I have kind of room to grow, and I eat super clean, 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 and then go vacation, eat, and then when I come back, I have some rooms. If I don't control myself, it becomes like too much. Then once it becomes too much, it's going to be so hard for you to get back on your regular body shape or your, you know, like weights, anything like that. So I don't want to go too extreme, like from here to there, but more I like to stay in balance, my comfort zone. So if it's like over this month, this is my red light. Like, okay, Minsu, get back to the gym hardcore and watch your diet. So I try to tend to, like, set, try to stay in the space, of the space.
Just set standard for the month. Yeah.
So you gotta really have the set standard for yourself.
Yeah, well, that's great advice. You look at it more like over a month rather than day to day. So if in 1 month you travel,
right,
you make up for it in another week. So at the end
right.
of the month, it's more or less the same.
It's
as
even, yes.
Yeah. That sounds easy on paper, but you're doing it in real life. So anyway, all this talk about food has me starving, and I saw some nice restaurants on my way here. So should probably pop out for lunch soon. So I'm going to say goodbye now, and thanks for having me here. And I'm sure you want to say goodbye to your listeners too.
Yes, I'm so, well, I know sometimes I sound like too rubbish, but I need you to remember that I was like just one of you. And I never watched my diet. I did not know anything about it, but I wanted to change. So some part you have to really put your work in, but don't think that that's not boring, or I mean that's boring or that's hard, because you actually work on yourself to be better you. So if you have any questions about nutrition, and let me know. And if you have any good ideas how to control or manage your diet and how to say no to your temptations, and I want to hear your story. So thank you again for joining me, and look for the next podcast. And my tip of the week.
All right, we want to hear your
coming.
Tip of the week.
Yes,
yes, exactly. What is it for this week?
I already mentioned it, but I want you to have a first step. It's not going to be changing whole your diet, but first inch. So there is a term, one punch, one step, one round at a time, something like that. So start by reducing your sugar intake. So it's going to help you cutting down sugar. It's going to help you your overall health, but also help you lose your belly fat.
Yeah, which everybody kind of wants, right?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. Thank you for that tip, Minsu. And with that...
All right, well, thank you. I will see you next time. Stay active and be happy. Bye.
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.